Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Your bite-sized daily roundup of the biggest news from the world of film. This is The Daily Reel with Van Conner.
Good morning, it's Tuesday and it's the 6th of July, the day Forrest Gump came out in 1994, and in 2018 was the day Ant-Man and the Wasp and Boots Riley's Sorry to Bother You arrived in cinemas. It's birthday to the likes of Jeffrey Rush, Ava Green, Kevin Hart and Sylvester Stallone, and it's the day all of this is going on. Richard Donner, the paradigm-shifting director of such cinematic classics as Superman the Movie, The Goonies, and the Lethal Weapon series, has died at the age of 91. Born in the Bronx as Richard Donald Schwarzberg, Donner began his career as a small-time theater and television actor, before shifting his focus to the other side of the camera. Getting his start directing television, Donner would later break out on the big screen with 1976's Gregory Peck-led occult horror classic, The Omen. From there came possibly his most iconic film, 1978 Superman the Movie. The worldwide smash hit starred Christopher Reeve, Margot Kidder, Gene Hackman, and Marlon Brando, was nominated for 3 Oscars and won a special one for its groundbreaking effects. Arguably the greatest Superman film ever made, the picture has gone on to become the template for every superhero origin story seen since. From there, he crafted popular comedy The Toy in 1982, before taking on the Christopher Columbus and Steven Spielberg penned family adventure The Goonies in 1985. An unwavering symbol of childhood in the 80s, beloved to this day, and a feature which still inspires projects such as Netflix's Stranger Things. Then, in 1987, Donner launched the Lethal Weapon series. The Danny Glover, Mel Gibson, buddy cop franchise would run for 11 years, spawn 3 sequels and a TV show, and make over $900 million at the international box office. In his later years, following such hits as Scrooge and Maverick, the man would go on to become a prolific producer, even being partly responsible for Fox's 13-film X-Men franchise, which itself grossed $2.5 billion. No cause of death's been given for the iconic director's passing, but Richard Donner is survived by his wife of 36 years, Lauren, and an enduring legacy of celluloid that will outlive us all.
They can be a great people, Kal-El, they wish to be. They only lack the light to show the way. For this reason, above all, their capacity for good, I have sent them you, my only son.
Powerhouse studio A24 has acquired the distribution rights to Icelandic director Valdimar Johansson's debut feature, the supernatural thriller Lamb. The film, which stars the girl with the dragon tattoos Noomi Rapace, follows childless Icelandic couple Maria and Ingvar, who find a mysterious newborn in their barn and with whom the unexpected prospect of family life initially brings joy. However, they soon face the consequences of defying the will of nature and will ultimately be consumed by their discovery. Johansson will direct from a script he co-wrote, with the picture also starring Hilmar Sonia Gunnarsson and Bjorn Hilner Haraldsson. Lamb's set to debut Uncertain Regard at the Cannes Film Festival on the 13th of July, and will release here in the UK in limited screenings later this year.
Your report, very detailed. For me, it wasn't very entertaining.
It wasn't meant to be.
When I write about people, I try to entertain the reader.
Venestrom wasn't entertained much.
And finally, Stephen Dorff has blasted Marvel Studios, expressing both pity for Scarlett Johansson and a defiance in picking his acting roles. In a recent interview with The Independent, Dorff, villain of the Marvel Comics adaptation Blade and star of such high thespian watermarks as Fear.com, Sex Guaranteed, and Alone in the Dark, raged, "I still hunt out the good because I don't want to be in Black Widow. It looks like garbage to me. It looks like a bad video game." Again, star of Alone in the Dark. Continuing on, Dorff doubled down on his assessment of the current most popular film franchise in the world, saying he felt embarrassed for Scarlett Johansson. "I'm sure she got paid $5-7 million, he continued, "but I'm embarrassed for her. I don't want to be in those movies. I really don't. I'll find that kid director who's going to be the next Stanley Kubrick, and I'll act for him instead." It's important to note, of course, that this is the same Stephen Dorff who counts amongst his filmography Stuart Gordon's poorly received 90s sci-fi romp Space Truckers, in which he played a cosmic courier who transported genetically engineered cube-shaped pigs, and who once became incensed on the set of that same movie when one of the very much a puppet evil robots didn't return his desire for conversation. The aforementioned Black Widow, meanwhile, is set to be Johansson's swan song in the MCU and is due to finally be released this week on the 7th of July.
"I know you're out there.
I know you know I'm out here. So are we going to talk like grown-ups?
Is that what we are?"
Nicolas Parisier's Radiance is new to stream for Mubi subscribers from today, while on Freeview you can catch that classic action romp Con Air on ITV4, Star Trek The Motion Picture, Behind Enemy Lines, The Equalizer, and Star Trek II The Wrath of Khan are on Film 4, there's Tony Scott's remake of The Taking of Pelham 123 showing on 5, Hannibal's on 5 Star, Vertical Limit, Queen of the Desert, and District 9 are on Great Movies, and The Horror Channel showing Lakeview Terrace and Echoes of Fear. While you're Sky Cinema and Now premiere for the day is actress-turned-director Sarah Lancaster's familial drama, Josie and Jack, which makes up your daily reel for Tuesday, July the 6th. Keep it cinematic, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Daily Reel is a Candy Store production, presented by Van Conner and written by Calvin Prickett. All information is correct at the time of writing, and source links are in the description for each episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all good podcast platforms, or ask Alexa to install the Daily Reel skill for your morning flash briefing. Follow the show on social at Daily Reel Pod, and we'll be back every weekday. Until then, keep it cinematic.
Drink great gin. Make a difference. We handcraft our gins with only the finest botanicals and use our profits to support charities and initiatives that provide relief to struggling hospitality workers. Visit hospitalitygin.co.uk to find out more. Hospitality Gin. Drink great gin. Make a difference.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.